T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are welcoming in LSU baseball coach Paul Mainieri to the show. Coach, how are you doing today and what's going on?
Well, I'm doing well, Steve. Wish we were in Omaha today. My wife's birthday, my wife Karen, we usually celebrate her birthday in Omaha. But unfortunately, we're not because the season got shut down. But we're making the best of everything. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are doing great, now,
Coach. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, now, Coach Mainieri, how optimistic you are, you talk about Omaha, that, listen, the season got cut short, nothing you can do about it. When you look at it, you're going to have to replace 3 of your best hitters and a Friday night starter, but the majority of the team is going to return next season. And I think what I'm always encouraging, I know you preach to the choir here when you say, well, the pitching staff remains strong. So it's not like the coverage bear, I think you were quoted as saying, we're going to have some really good players. So you got to be optimistic, even with all this adversity, put a 2021 College World Series maybe to get there.
Well, that's always the goal here, as you know, Bobby. And I felt like our team this year was performing exactly the way I thought it would early. I thought our pitching was elite. I thought it was a dominating pitching staff. I think our team earned run average was like 2.3, and the batting average against was the lowest it had been in like 20 years over 17 games. And, you know, I thought it took us a few games, and I predicted that it would before we could figure out the right combination, but that I thought we could get to the right combination in our lineup before we started SEC play. And, you know, by the time we got to the point we were at, Alex Malazzo had established himself as our number one catcher, and I thought he was an impact defensive player. I thought Collier Cranford took over the shortstop job and was really doing a good job. Both he and Kay Doty started to swing the bats really well. Giovanni DiGiacomo was starting to come into his own. You know, we hadn't had Kate Belisco hadn't hit a home run the first 16 games. He then hit a home run in the 17th game, what turned out to be the last game of the season. But I thought he was ready to start getting hot. I mean, a lot of things were ready to start clicking for us. And I just felt we were going to continue to get better and better as the year went on. And I very much expected our team to be ready to go to Omaha and compete for a national championship. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of teams felt that way. But, of course, the rug got pulled out from under us. So we immediately started turning our attention to the 2021 season. And I knew that we were going to have a roster crunch because of everything that was going on. The NCAA allowing everybody an extra year, the Major League Baseball. That for a while, we didn't even think there was going to be a draft. Then we weren't sure if it was going to be 5 or 10 rounds, and then it finally settled on 5 rounds. And although we lost a couple of key players in the draft, we held on to some really good ones. We held on to some, you know, a really good infielder out of Southern California, Jordan Thompson. Of course, Dylan Cruz was the number one ranked player in the country for 2 years running going into his senior year. That was a real good get for us. And then some really good pitchers, Ty Floyd out of Georgia and Blake Money out of Tennessee, Michael Fowler out of Alabama, Theo Milas out of Canada. I think we've got some really good arms coming in. We ended up getting Fontenot back. We got Labus back. You know, so I just feel like we've got the makings of a really good ball club. Obviously, there's going to be some question marks after losing Cabrera and Garza and Mathis. somebody's going to need to step up, but I think some guys are going to do that, and I think we've got some personnel that is ready to blossom.
Now, Coach Venera, I know whether there's a pandemic or no pandemic, baseball is unique considering the draft coming out of high school and two highly recruits that you hope maybe can work out. Looking at catcher Drew Romo, you talk about the stability you have at the catcher position, then a pitcher, Beckway. Isn't it almost a case in point that if you have a high school player on your radar and you want to give them a scholarship, that they go in the first round, the money's too good to pass up? Is that really the case when you look at a guy like a Drew Romo?
That really is the case, Bobby. He got $2.5 million signing bonus as, I think, the 35th pick in the draft. You know, and I think Drew Romo is a great ball player, and he's been a great addition to our team. But if there was one position where I felt like we could afford to lose to the draft, it would have been Drew, because I'm just so confident in Alex Milazzo and Hayden Travinsky. I feel like we're really solid there behind the plate with those two guys. You know, Beckway, the problem with a junior college pitcher is you know, you recruit a junior college pitcher, but if they're really good pro prospects, like Beckway is, they're anxious to get started in their pro career because they're already 20 years old. And, you know, to go one more year to college, sometimes they don't see the value in that. And as it turns out, I think Beck got about $600,000 signing bonus. So for a kid that's going into his junior year, I think he felt that was significant enough that he should sign. But we've got, you know, we've got a lot of good arms coming to school. Ty Floyd is a kid out of Georgia. We thought he'd probably go in the second or third round. He held firm on what his asking price was, and it was well into seven figures. And so, no, you know, I know for a fact in the fifth round, he turned down at least one club who offered him about $750,000 so that he's coming to LSU. You know, and so did, not that all the other guys turned down $750,000, but they held firm to what they felt their value was, and teams were not willing to meet that, so they're going to come to school. And I just think we've got a nice plethora of arms coming in out of high school. Listen, we've got to develop those guys. Some of them are going to have big vital roles on our team this year coming up, but we've got to develop them because we are going to have a lot of veteran pitchers at the top end of our staff that we know we're going to lose after next year. So we've got to get those young kids developed, because the following year in 2022, that freshman class of pitchers is going to form up the core of our pitching staff.
Talking now, Coach Venera, Coach Paul Maneri on WWL. Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, Coach, I know you got to be in constant communication with your staff, but have you talked a little bit above maybe normal communication? Look at recruiting coordinator Nolan Kane, and y'all looking at the draft. Just talk about to the fans, maybe how y'all breaking down things. And I was reading where you said we got a relief on the roster size, and you mentioned this, but we didn't get a relief on the 11.7 scholarships in order to be NCAA compliant. Some players needed to find other places to go to school, and we couldn't have everybody back. So that has to probably be the toughest thing for you as a coach and a mentor, to have those relationships and have those conversations with the players, because you can have over an abundance, and then you have to look at the scenario where you're at, because you know, you have the roster size and you got relief there, but that has to be really difficult when you talk to the individual players.
It really was, Bobby. It really has been. It's been the most unique, unprecedented, you know, off season that we've ever had because of all those factors that you described. You know, it's been pretty well documented that this is an issue across the country with most schools, especially in the SEC, because you go out and you recruit a pretty large number of recruits because you believe you're going to lose some of them to the draft, and you also know that you're going to lose most of your juniors off your current team. We thought going into the year that we would lose 8 or 9 of our underclassmen to the draft. I was going to say juniors, but Cole Henry was a draft-eligible sophomore. So he plus about 7 other juniors, we thought we would lose to the draft. And then you recruit and you shoot for the moon, like with kids like Dylan Cruz. I mean, that was like you know, at the time he committed to us, the chances of him coming to school were probably 2%. You know, but then things happen and he decides he wants to come to school, but you believe that you're going to lose him, and you believe you're going to lose other kids like Drew Romo and Beckway and Ty Floyd and Theo Milas, and you know, that typically is what happens. So if you figure you're going to lose 13 or 14 players between your current players and your recruits coming in, you have to recruit to replace those guys. Well, then we only end up losing four guys. We lost Cole Henry and Daniel Cabrera, of course, in the draft, and then Zach Mathis and Saul Garza signed as free agents. And then we only lost two of our recruits. So really, instead of losing 13 guys, we lost six. And, you know, so that creates a surplus on your team. So our roster currently is at 40 players. If we hadn't had discussions with some of the players and they decided and we helped them, you know, as far as what we thought their future should be, you know, if some of them didn't pick other schools, we'd be in the neighborhood of 44 or 45 guys on our team. And that's just too big. You know, you can't manage that much of a staff. I mean, that much of a team, and it's not fair to the kids. You know, you only play nine guys at one time. And so, you know, after discussing it with several players, they realized that probably it'd be a better situation for them to find another school where they could have more of an opportunity to play. But one of the factors in going into it, like you said, is the 11.7 scholarships. You just can't fit that many guys within 11.7. The American Baseball Coaches Association asked for a relief from that, from 11.7 to 13.7, just for 1 year, but that was turned down. They did raise the lid off the 35-man roster limit, so that gave us a little bit of breathing room, but it's still, you know, it's hard to go beyond where we're at right now on 11.7 scholarships.
Talking with LSU Baseball's Paul Mineri here on WWO Radio. And, Coach, what's this? I hear that one of your pitchers is now going to be is helping out the LSU football team playing tight end in voluntary workouts right now.
Yeah, how about that, huh? I didn't even realize that O had said something on a radio show, I guess, yesterday morning. I was doing an interview on another radio station last night, and they brought it up, and I was like, well, how did you know about that? You know, so evidently he had kind of spilled the beans. Not that it was any big secret or anything, but what happened basically is Nick Storrs, a pitcher on our team, a very large man at 6'7" and about 250 pounds, he went to Brooklyn Poly Prep High School in Brooklyn, New York. One of his teammates, a lineman that lined up right next to him at tight end, he was a tackle, actually went to Georgia and was a first-round draft choice in the NFL draft this year. So you can tell it was a school, high school with, you know, great, great high school football. But Nick thought that his future would be in baseball. And quite frankly, when he decided to come to LSU, we were elated because we thought we potentially could have lost him to the draft, much like Beckway or somebody else. But as it turns out, he came to school. Well, he's had a series of shoulder issues. He's had three different surgeries on his throwing arm since he's been here. So he's only appeared in eight games over 3 years, and I don't think he's pitched more than 10 or 11, 12 innings in his 3 years here. And he's an awesome kid, just a wonderful human being, and he's a really good athlete. Like, you don't realize he's 6'7", 250 pounds because it's so well distributed, and he's just very athletic guy. So he called me about 3 or 4 weeks ago and kind of out of left field just asked me how I would feel about him playing football. And I said, well, first of all, where are you talking about playing football? Are you transferring? And he said, no, I'd like to do it at LSU. And I said, well, does Coach O know anything about this? So he told me that he had given Jack Marucci a game film, and Jack took it to – Jack, of course, is our football trainer, and he took it to O, and O watched the film and was really excited about how Nick looked. And as I've watched the football videos of him, I can see why Coach O got excited about him. So anyway, I said, hey, Nick, listen, you go through life one time. You go for all the gusto you can go. I totally support you if you want to play football. do you still want to play baseball? And he said, absolutely. He just would have to miss fall baseball practice, which is no big deal. So at his age, you know, he's been, you know, been here going into his fourth year now. So anyway, yeah, Owen and I have talked about it, and he felt that there was kind of a need at tight end, that, you know, after we had lost Moss and some other guys, I guess, after last year. So he's out there in the voluntary workout, though. Tells me the reports on him is he looks really good. I think it'll be a great story if Nick can really help the football team.
Now, Coach Vinnery, talk about how important that is, because it's not like that at all schools. I don't know, kind of football, baseball, we've seen this in the past in LSU, that you've really been supportive, and I think you're putting the kid first. And obviously, I was reading where he probably still could contribute and pitch out of the bullpen. I mean, if he's successful, I know you're not going to be against that. But you've had past players that have been the dual-type athletes. And just talk about that, because it seems like it's not always the case at different schools, but it seems like at LSU that's always been the case, how football and baseball, they've really been on the same page as far as the prospects for a player.
Well, usually it's up to the football coach, Bobby, for that relationship to be able to happen, because for a kid to play football and baseball, he has to be on a football scholarship. This is the old Bear Bryant rule. Bear evidently used to put football players on swimming scholarships and tennis scholarships and all kinds of things. And so now they put in a rule that said if you play football in any other sport, then you have to count against football's 85 scholarships. So if the football coach is paying the scholarship for the player, he has to be willing to let the player play other sports instead of going through spring football. So I've been fortunate in my coaching career, beginning, you know, way back at the Air Force Academy with Fisher DeBerry. I had a great relationship with him. I had a great relationship with Lou Holtz at Notre Dame. And then Ty Willingham was really phenomenal. We had a player by the name of Jeff Samardzija that was a tremendous wide receiver, but he also was an outstanding pitcher. And he's in the big leagues now, pitching for the San Francisco Giants. And then when Charlie Weiss took over, we continued to have a good relationship. And when I came here, Les Miles was great. And now Ed Orgeron's been phenomenal with me. So it's not often where you get to pay the football program back. Like, you've got a baseball player that wants to go play football. Usually it's a football player that wants to go play baseball. And we've had our share of really good ones here at LSU way back when Jared Mitchell and Chad Jones played baseball, helped us win a national championship in 2009. We've had, before that, actually, the first year we had Chris Jackson, who was the kicker on the football team out of John Curtis High School. And then we had Spencer Ware. So it's become a tradition here, really, at LSU for young men to be able to play both sports. And I love it. I think it's great that these kids get the experience of a lifetime to be able to play LSU football and baseball.
LSU baseball coach Paul Mineri, really appreciate your time. Always great talking with you. And hopefully next time we get you on, we're actually talking about maybe MLB baseball actually being played.
Yeah, well, let's hope that they can resolve this. It's really been discouraging to see what's been happening with Major League Baseball, but hopefully they can put their interests on the side and let's get baseball back on the field. And I think America is ready for that.
Once again, thanks again, Coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.